From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Dog.
Sure. So Lumen Pulse Inc., the symbol is LMP on the TSX. The company designs, develops, and manufactures a wide range of high-performance and sustainable LED lighting solutions for commercial, institutional, and urban environments. And as Ryan, you just said, the shares dropped 20% this past week due to the company missing earnings expectations and also because it lowered its own guidance. Overall, just at face value, the results actually looked good, but the company did not hit the expectations that the market had set for it. So looking at the Q3 results, revenues grew by nearly 50% and reaching $53.1 million. The margins, the gross margins actually declined in the quarter, reflecting a change in product mix and the acquired product portfolio. Gross margin for the quarter was 46.1% versus 48.8%. last year, and then on an adjusted basis, gross margins just above 47% compared to 50% last year. So margins did drop in the quarter. Adjusted EBITDA of $5.3 million, up from $3.6 million in the same period last year, a good growth in EBITDA. The company did report a net loss of $3.7 million, or 15 cents per share, which was down from marginal net income of $1.6 million or 6 cents per share in the previous year. However, there are a lot of accounting adjustments made to their net income that don't necessarily reflect the actual economic profitability of the company. They do report adjusted net income. They did report adjusted net income of $2.8 million or 10 cents per share for the quarter, down from 4.1 in the previous year. So if you trust the adjustments that management is making, then they were profitable in the quarter, but profitability did decline, which is something that you really don't want to see. Revenues up 50%, but profits down. So that's a bad sign. But what caused the drop? So they did reduce, as I said before, they did reduce their own guidance for 2017 due to what they refer to as temporary volatility, citing several factors. Noting that the pipeline of projects is not converting to orders at the same rate which it had in the past, so that is not a good sign. While they do believe this is a temporary issue, the market is taking a more cautious approach as it usually does and reducing forecasts for revenue growth. And with this earnings forecast, when this happens to a stock trading at a high multiple, the correction is often swift and violent, and we saw that with a 20% decline in this stock. There's also some uncertainty with respect to a Trump tax. In the company's conference call, they did comment that they do not see significant risk from any potential changes in the U.S. tax and trade policy, but the market again is taking a more cautious view and pricing in this potential risk. The company sources their electronics from the U.S., and while final assembly of the products is typically done in Canada, they do have assembly capability in the U.S., and this could be expanded if needed. A stronger U.S. dollar did increase economic activity, and an acceleration of infrastructure-related projects should support the company's revenue growth in the future, so there are positive developments potentially occurring for the company. So long-term, we may have an opportunity, but the company right now is in the penalty box. Shares are likely going to continue to trade at a discount to peers until they are able to produce a more consistent track record and hit the guidance numbers that they put out for themselves. Right now, they're trading at about 11 times 2018 expected earnings per share, which is now a discount to their peers that are trading at about 14 to 15 times. Prior to the correction, the shares were trading at a premium to its peers heading into 2017. So 11 times 2018 earnings, if they're able to hit that, you have good value there, but you're now looking, you're now forecasting out a couple years, and they've already had to adjust their guidance in the past, citing some problems with converting their pipeline into actual sales. So it's really difficult to say at this point if they're going to be able to correct that, or if that problem is going to persist or even get worse. And this is the type of uncertainty that the market does not like. So for now, it's going to be in the penalty box.
And that is definitely our dog of the week. It serves as an excellent example of, you know, a company trading at premium valuations. And when it faces a stumble, you have a swift and violent correction. And that's what we saw. Now, the question becomes now on Lumen Pulse is this a one-time revision lower of guidance? And is it just temporary volatility? If it is, and the company does not go into a pattern of lowering guidance going forward, given the valuations, it could be an opportunity. But we're monitoring the situation. We'd have to look into it closer and figure out, potentially look at the next quarter when that comes out. And if there is the company corrects the issue that it saw in this quarter, potentially we do have some value there, and we'll continue to monitor that for our clients.
I think for our research, we need to see a clear sign that the company is turning around and actually hitting its targets and that revenue growth is going to drop to the bottom line. Until we see that clear sign, management just saying that they believe it's going to happen is not enough for us. We need to see evidence.